Another way to work with thoughts in a subtler way is to begin to create a habit of noticing the nature of mind. Just this constant noticing the nature or the quality of your mind. And the Buddha listed 8 different qualities of mind. And you want to cultivate a habit of just beginning to check to see if this is the nature of your mind. So I'm going to, throughout this sit, just begin to ask lightly how the mind is. You want to just see. So find your anchor, sound, body sensations, sitting, breath. If you notice the mind, that there's thinking, you can begin to see that that thinking just comes into the foreground of your attention, but your anchor, breath, body sitting, the sensations of it, or sound, it doesn't leave. It's still there, it's just moved to the background. And you can always shift your attention to the anchor and bring it back in the foreground. This kind of background, foreground is a way to work with thinking without fighting with it, trying to make your mind stop thinking. You just acknowledge that there is thinking happening, but you can sense and find hearing. You can sense and find the felt sense of sitting. You can sense into and find the breath, and you bring it forward. So labeling your thoughts with a quiet whisper practicing bringing them forward, bringing your anchor forward, having an anchor, bringing it forward. Notice if you get lost in the thoughts and the thoughts take over your sit. And what would it take to reconnect with the anchor and bring that forward? It's okay to get lost in thought. It happens to us all the time. But when you wake up, bring your anchor forward. That moment of waking up is mindfulness. It remembers what you're doing. So bring your anchor forward and begin again. If you notice that the mind continues to think, consider, is this thinking wanting something other than what's here? Is the thinking aversive? Resistant to something. Is it just a distraction? Or is it lost in fantasy, delusion, and confusion? Just notice the quality of that thinking. as you sit here, notice if the mind seems spacious, even with thinking. Does it seem concentrated? Does it seem released, like you're free of something? Just pay attention to the quality of the mind, thinking or not. Learning to practice with thinking is very, very, very important. It is not easy, but it is important. Don't get discouraged. If you fall into thinking, get lost in thinking. Keep your sense of ardency that you're practicing and reconnect with the anchor. And when you feel steady, open up to the mind's thinking and give it a slight little label or notice if there's wanting, not wanting, distraction, delusion. Notice if the mind is spacious or not, concentrated or not. If it feels released or not.